communication breakdown. Communication breakdown.
Communication, or that should actually be communication fail or fails. Why is it that so many people, particularly in business, fail to communicate with their customers, their clients? Now, over the years, many, many years, we've all probably had communication fails from companies. Oh, you've ordered a new set of curtains and they're expected to be in stock by next Wednesday. We'll give you a call, let you know when they're in. You never get that call, and then you end up having to phone them. And that's only one example. And it gets to me, it really gets to me. In fact, it bugs me so much that to my wife's dismay, I go off the deep end when someone fails to communicate with me or us, especially when you consider that you're paying them money or could be paying them money for either their services or their goods or their business if they're an installer of some kind. So what made me want to record this today was that yesterday I had to make 3 phone calls. We're expecting a new stove, it's actually a multi-fuel stove to be installed. And we were told it would be the beginning of March, middle of March at the very latest. So we waited and waited and waited, and still no word from the company. So I phoned them up yesterday and asked when they were thinking about installing it, because now we have no notification and we're already at the 11th of March. So we would need some kind of notice, at least a week's notice, to see, to get an agreeable day to have it installed. And the lady in the reception, who has nothing to do with her whatsoever, said, "I'll have a look at the board. Oh yeah, I see where you are. You're due to have it installed next Tuesday, 17th. St. Patrick's Day, by the way. And I thought, well, that's fantastic. And I thought, wait a minute though, can you tell me why no one's bothered to give us a call? Oh, that'd be down to Ian. Well, Ian's a guy that we did meet with, who explained everything when we went to his store, who surveyed our own home for the installation, who is a great guy, really nice fellow to talk to, so knowledgeable, just loved this guy right from the start. In the business sense, of course. But then over the past few weeks, we have not received the communication that we should have received, including this one. So that led me on to the next stage, where we had our new conservatory built recently. We need new vertical blinds because it's a different shape. And so we're having to fork out for new blinds. It's quite an expense, actually. But it's the same company we bought off before. It's a local company. And I spoke to Ian and he said, if you can get Everest to tell me where I am allowed to fix these brackets for holding the rails, then I can take a final measure for the drop. This is to ensure that you don't invalidate the warranty of Everest work, in other words, their goods. So I contacted the project manager, Alan, last week. In fact, it was over a week ago now, and asked him if he would send the details to Ian at his company via email or give him a phone or whatever. So yesterday I thought, while I'm in the mood, I'll phone Ian and ask him. Yes, 2 Ians, I know. No correspondence whatsoever from your man. So then I phoned my man and I asked him why he hadn't sent the information. Oh, I completely forgot about it. Sorry about that. I will either phone him tonight if I'm home in time, or I'll phone him tomorrow morning. I thought, fantastic. So then I had to get back to Ian and tell him what happened. And he says, yes, well, the only thing that's holding me up is the details from your man. So today I will have to phone Ian again, because no doubt he won't phone me and say, I have or I haven't got the information. I would expect him to, but, well, let's see. But there was another instance where this guy, not only did he not communicate with this other business that we're dealing with, but he admitted that he completely forgot about it. No, you can't, if you're in business, you can't completely forget about it. You know, you have to keep your standards up, especially with Everest. I have to say that Everest has been pretty good so far, but a little bit disappointed with that. But that's one individual. What was the other one now? Oh my God, it's just escaped me. Oh yes, it was a company that were going to post something out. So it hadn't arrived. So I contacted them yesterday. See, I was in a mood. I contacted him yesterday and I asked them what happened to the goods that hadn't arrived. Ah, there was a delay in the stock coming in, blah, 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 blah. And I asked the same question. Couldn't you give me a little call, sent me an email, a text, anything, just to let me know? Yeah, we could have done that. Well, why didn't you do that? Ah, well, you see, we're very busy. Oh, my God. Excuses, excuses, excuses. And you know, I hear it so many times. I go into people's houses and they tell me that the communication from people in business is horrendous. They don't phone when they say they'll phone. They don't communicate to say there's been a hold up. They don't communicate in so many ways. And I honestly can't believe I was for a few years when I came out of industry, run my own company as a sole trader, and I was, what's the word I'm looking for? Fastidious. Yeah, that's quite good. In my communication, if I said to someone, I will be there at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning to begin the work, then if I was going to be held up even by 10 minutes, I would phone them and tell them I'd be there. Because there's nothing worse than looking out your window for someone or something coming and they're not communicating, because by the time you get there, you haven't told them you're held up. They're pacing up and down. They're thinking you're not going to come. And when you get there, they've already got their hackles up about you. And that's the last thing I ever wanted. So I always communicated. And I still do it to this day, no matter what it is. I'm not talking about business. I'm talking about whatever it is. If I say I'm going to be there, I'm going to do something. Yes, even with my perforated brain, I still, it's something that stuck with me to communicate. Communication is the greatest thing out. And so why is it that so many people, and again, I'm referring back to businesses, companies, that fail to communicate with their customers? I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to be paying them for goods, service, work, or whatever else. You're paying them. They're going to get money off you. So it bemuses me. Well, maybe that's not even the right word. That companies who are about to receive money in some form, some way, for whatever they do or provide, fail to communicate in massive ways. I mean, so bad. The instances I've given you are really quite mediocre compared to some of the things that's happened over the years with us, with communication. You know, even to the extent of getting prices, you know, you have a company out, say, well, I'll come and give you an estimate for the work, and they don't turn up. So you phone them the following day and they tell you, ah, yeah, we got held up yesterday. And, well, what about a phone call? I'll tell you what, just forget it. Oh, no, we'll come now. No, pardon me. I'll pause you. Oh, apologies for that. I was really hooked up there at the back. What about a phone call or a text to say you've been held up and you're going to come tomorrow? Or they do come and they say, we'll get you a price, and you wait for ages. I mean, one example regarding our new windows was a company came over from Dunfermline area, Fife, I believe, and Dunfermline. The guy came over, he had a quick look at the windows, didn't take a whole load of measurements, just had a quick size up, him and his buddy, and said that his boss would be in touch with a price for that and for some work on the conservatory. This was before deciding to change the whole conservatory. And I asked him, well, what will he do? Will he send me an email or what will he do? He says, oh, no, he's old-fashioned, he's old-school, he'll send you a letter. 2 weeks later, and by this time we've already agreed the Everest deal, I get a voicemail message. I'm sorry that I didn't get back to you sooner. The price for your windows will be this. And I'll get back to you later on with a price for the conservatory work. How on earth can you run a business like that? How do they survive? It just It's bewildering, to be honest with you. How they survive if they carry on like that? Because I didn't even bother replying to this guy. He didn't get back to me and say, I've left you that message. Did you make a decision on that? Or would you be happy to go with us? No follow-up, nothing. How do you run a business? How do you run a company like that? I just don't know. Communication is the greatest thing amongst us humans. We do it just talking to each other or on audio boo. Like this, we communicate. But that's different when you're on a personal basis. And I'm talking about something entirely different. I'm talking about companies. Why on earth are companies so useless at communicating when someone is their client or customer? I'm sure someone will have an answer to that one. But anyway, just bug me to hell. Stop bugs me to hell. Because I'm still going to have to make at least 2 phone calls today to chase up the work from yesterday. Thanks for listening. See you by now. I have to go clear my throat. This damn flu is hanging on. It won't go. See you, bye. I can tell.